Hello, it's Lisa and Pete with a Monday edition of The Catch-Up.
A massive news story out of Bali with a Perth man escaping from Kerabakan prison through an underground tunnel, Shawshank Redemption style. We crossed to Kimberly Sokov from Channel 10 to find out how.
We have great news for you from the Perth Dance School for Kids with Disabilities who are battling noise complaints for our too much laughing.
Yay. And Pete's daughter turned one over the weekend and the guest list for the party was 96 people.
Yay.
Immediate relatives only. We asked you to top that and it turns out there are bigger Perth families, well, one, and birthday parties than Pete's.
Only one!
Just one.
This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth on Mix 94.5.
Bali prison escape, Lise. West Australian has escaped from Bali's Kerabakan prison in incredible circumstances.
In El Chapo style.
Among four inmates as well. For more on this, we're joined now by Kimberly Sokov, who's from 10 Eyewitness News, a senior reporter there. Good to have you on the show.
Hi, guys.
Kimberly, I mean, it sounds so you know, big, but what happened? They tunneled out?
Isn't it bizarre? It's like something you'd see in a movie.
It is.
Look, they basically escaped through a 15-metre tunnel, but it's about 40 centimetres wide, so it's very, very narrow.
Ooh.
And what we understand is that it was an existing tunnel either for water or waste, and they've somehow managed to jump over a roof and access that tunnel. And then I think they've had to dig out some of the way on either end as well.
Right.
But they've managed to get out. And look, I've seen this tunnel. It is disgusting. It's full of filthy water. But look, I don't think conditions in Kerabakan are much better. So
probably not. Yeah, a tunnel is a tunnel in these situations. Now, it's an interesting story with the guy. He was actually wanted in Perth on drug charges, was arrested in Bali because he used someone else's passport, sentenced to a year, I think. And so today he's gone, oh, yeah, I'll get in on this action. Doesn't sound very bright.
No, it doesn't. And you know what? The thought had crossed my mind. Mm. Look, he was, like you say, he was facing drug charges in Perth. He was due to face court, didn't show up, an arrest warrant was issued. As it turns out, he'd made his way to Bali, spent a year partying and boxing.
Boxing?
Oh, you know, partying and boxing your way around Bali.
Yeah, fair enough. Yep,
precisely. Not what I'd do there, but sure. And then, look, they've found out that he's on someone else's passport, which he says he found in a hotel after he lost his.
it doesn't work like that, but anyway.
The maths don't quite add up either because that man lost his passport back in 2013.
Okay.
But regardless, he says he's found it while he's been there in the last year or so and he's been jailed for a year in Kerabakan and he literally had 2.5 months left.
Oh,
on
for
his
heaven's
sentence.
Sake.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
what a unit.
And he's escaped. Look, I think the problem was he was facing deportation at the end of that sentence and he would have had to come back to Perth to face those drug charges. So instead he thought I'm out of here, back to partying and boxing.
We'll probably get a couple more years now in Bali.
Kimberly, did they find digging tools? Like, do they know exactly what they used to dig the tunnel towards the end of it? Was it little trowels or little spoons or...
They found some iron bars, from what I understand, but that was at the top end of the tunnel. So that was within the prison grounds. So perhaps they had to tunnel in to get to that existing tunnel, but that's where they found them. And because there were four inmates, all foreigners, I'm not sure that they all came out at the same time either, because certainly one of those men, an Indian man who was had been convicted of drug possession, he was seen as late as sort of 6:30 this morning.
Uh-huh.
The others hadn't been seen.
He'd had a big dinner.
Yeah,
it was only a small tunnel.
he waited for breakfast and then made his way.
Did any one of the four men have a tattoo of the map of the prison on them at all?
Possibly.
Look,
I can't confirm or deny that. I'm not entirely sure.
Disguised as a Bintang singlet, probably our man here. Well, this is we will be glued to this to see what happens. I don't think it'll be quite like the Shawshank Redemption, but it will be interesting nonetheless.
Far out.
No, absolutely. 5 o'clock on 10 Eyewitness News, you'll see all the pictures there.
Thank you. See you, Kimberly.
Bye, Kimberly.
Thanks, guys.
Kimberly Sokov there from 10 Eyewitness
News. I'm sure
News.
We shouldn't be laughing.
No, we shouldn't be laughing.
I can't help it.
But at the same time, I mean, you know, if they do find this guy at the end of a beach rubbing down a boat, you know, questions have to be asked, don't they?
Yes.
Kelly Buckle owns the Kaleet Theatre and Performing Arts Company in Hamilton Hill. And last time we caught up with her, she was telling us about the ridiculous complaints that she'd received, as she's nestled in amongst 13 commercial units there in a light industrial area. And what she does is she has a performing arts company and dance studio that caters to disabled kids.
Who love to do this sort of stuff. It's a great outlet for them. And of course, they get excited. They might laugh a bit when they leave.
Absolutely. Now, there's, you know, obviously the point where some people might be going, oh, well, you know, it's disabled kids, so people are throwing their arms up in the air and they're going, maybe they're taking it a bit too seriously. No, no. Have a listen to the complaints she was telling us about last time that we caught up with her.
The noise complaints of the building were originally for the music, and we put our hands up and, yeah, we knew it was a problem. So we spent over $120,000 on soundproofing, which was fine. We were too loud, so we rectified that. After about a six-month quiet period, that they've started again. The complaints range from the beeping of the wheelchair vans, people laughing when they're leaving the studio.
Now,
wow.
The other thing we asked her was, what were some of the other places around her? And there's a machine, a marine diesel mechanic. There's
a diesel mechanic.
There's a hairdresser, which works long hours as well. And we also asked her whether or not they've received any complaints. No. So
seemed a bit pointed.
Got the feeling that it was a little bit pointed. Anyway, it was a couple of weeks ago, and that same night that we spoke to her, there was a council meeting that was going to take place to address these. Kelly joins us again. Good to have you on the show, Kelly.
Hi. Hi. Thanks for having me.
Kelly, we were thinking about you that night, wondering if you had to go all Norma Rae on them or if you got a lot of support, because I would assume that you would have got support. How did it go?
Oh, it was a great outcome. I had a fantastic amount of support that came to the meeting as well, parents, even students, and lucky enough, everybody voted the right way, and Cockburn Shire made a great decision. It was a fantastic outcome. They've allowed me to open on a Sunday, so
yay.
I can now, yeah, so we can now do birthday parties, yep, which we wanted to start specialising in, and that can start as of now. So,
and these
that
are during
great.
The day, not in the middle of the night, of course. Mm. And as for old, never had a day of fun in their life complainer, did they go to the meeting? Did you hear any more? Or
Yes, they did go to the meeting, and they were able to do a deputation. So everybody is allowed to have a voice and to raise their concerns and queries, which they did. And we also did ours. And unfortunately, some of my students don't have a voice. So I
no.
have to be there for them.
Well, it does sound like a great outcome, Kelly. And like we mentioned before, we just wanted to get you on because, yeah, this is great news all around, and especially for the disabled kids who this is so important, not just for them, but for their families and carers as
yes.
well. Yeah.
And do you work up to a show? Like, do you put on shows? Are these rehearsals or are these sort of standalone classes?
No, we do. I take a group of them all over Perth doing competitions.
Oh, okay.
I took them to Melbourne a couple of years ago. We have an end-of-year show that we do every year. We'll do a full show, so every class will go on stage and they'll do
great.
Their routines. And then we're also organising, we also organise events as well. And in September, we are organising WA's first ever nightclub event for people with disabilities.
Oh, wow.
Excellent.
That sounds fantastic.
Keep us posted, Kelly, because I, for one, would love to come along to one of the shows sometime and, you know, see what you're doing and
sure.
make a bit of noise.
You're always welcome.
Beautiful. All right, Kelly Buckle from Colette Dance Studio.
I leave very loudly.
Colette Theatre Performing Arts Company out there at Rockingham Road in Hamilton Hill. It's great news and thanks for sharing it with us.
Thanks again, guys.
We're talking about this because yesterday my daughter turned one and my wife and I decided, you know what, we're only going to invite first blood rallies because, you know, we both have big families, it's kind of hard, it's expensive.
Let's keep it intimate.
Exactly. You know, we want our daughter to go to college one day. It turns out it was 89 people in the end, and that was after a few RSVPs. So that was good. It was
and
a great
some
day.
Crunching of the numbers.
And it was also lovely to have you there as well. And thank you so much for the beautiful gifts as well. She got absolutely spoiled.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to make that clear. Mm-hmm. I don't want to sound ungrateful. I don't want to sound like, whoa, what are you all doing here?
No, of course
fantastic.
Not.
Right? But far out. 89 people.
Not surprisingly, we've had only one call to be able to top it, and it's Ranald.
Ranald. Hello, Ranald.
All right, well, firstly, I could beat it with just grandchildren and great-grandchildren.
Oh, get out.
There'd be over 120.
Grandchildren and great-grandchildren?
That's correct.
Far out.
I met my wife back in 82, and shortly after I met her, she took me to her great-grandfather's 100th birthday.
And you got started there, right?
Her father came from a family of 14 brothers and 3 sisters.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. So,
and, of course, when you multiply out X amount of great-grandchildren and then grandchildren, and, you know, it just adds up.
And now, have you guys done any sort of, how often would you all get together?
Oh, it's very rare.
The rest of the time, we know what you're doing.
Yeah, the last time we all got together was my wife's mother's funeral, which was about 10 years ago.
Right.
Right. What's the nationality?
It's Dutch, and I'm just trying to remember the last name. It's a really strange one, and I've never met any more. And when I say I've never met any more, we've only ever met one more. We moved from South Australia to Kalgoorlie, from Adelaide to Kalgoorlie, about 25 years ago. And the wife was working in the hospital there and bumped into this lady that had the same last name as her great-grandfather.
It's bound to happen.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, that's the funny part is that there was two brothers that came over in the very late 1800s. One went to South Australia and one went to Western Australia. Then they never saw each other ever again.
Yeah, wow. But you know what? That wasn't that uncommon. I mean, going back through, we talk about my family's history quite a bit, and going back way back when, like, we've got family that are in parts of Italy that have never seen each other after they moved for years, and same with the East Coast and the West Coast. When they came over on the boat back in the 60s and 70s, one went one way and another went another way, and same thing, mate. It's been, you know, 50, 60 years, and they've sort of disappeared on each other.
Well, they didn't have to stay together for the support because
that's true.
They certainly made their own. Well done, Rattles. Great to be part of a big family.
Well, yeah, it can be. Yeah.
It can be. When it's your birthday, but when it's not someone else's, maybe not.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for your call.
Not a problem. Have a great one.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5.